For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New lava is spewing from one of the fissures in Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. So officials say there are now 18 fissures, but 17 are active. KGMB reporter Lisa Kubota says more evacuations are now taking place.
Residents, including one who lives just a half mile away, gathered near the vent, snapping photos and watching in awe.
It scared me.
Yeah.
This is the first time in my life. Scared me to death.
Photographer Mick Kalber reported seeing lava fountaining about 20 to 40 feet high. He also flew over Leilani Estates, revealing a long line of steaming vents that tore through the subdivision starting more than a week ago.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, another eruption could take place that would hurl gigantic boulders into the air and send clouds of ash up to 12 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Ceremonies in Jerusalem are marking the move of the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The group is headed by Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan, including President Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump, her husband Jared Kushner, Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, and several members of Congress. The ceremonies are being boycotted by several ambassadors from the European Union and other nations opposed to the move that was a campaign promise by President Trump. And Palestinians are protesting the move as well over their demands that the status of Jerusalem as a capital be negotiated in a peace settlement with Israel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Paris are now expanding their investigation of the Chechen-born 20-year-old who stabbed one person to death and wounded four others. The attack occurred on Saturday in a heavily touristed part of the city near the historic Opera House. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Five fires have merged together, creating a monster fire in South Florida's Big Cypress National Preserve. The fire has torched more than 80,000 acres. Officials say they are only 5% contained. Incident Commander Stephen Parrish says the dry weather has been a major challenge for the fire crews.
It's really dry right now. The preserve is in the third driest period since the early 90s. Not much water out there. The natural barriers that would normally prevent fire spread, the swamps and drainage ditches and canals, are dry or have limited water.
Crews from all around the state of Florida have been pulled in to help with containing the fire. One firefighter was injured in the blaze, but is listed in good condition. A family of suicide bombers carried out attacks at three Christian churches in Indonesia on Sunday, leaving at least 13 people dead. John Clemens reports.
USA Christian News. That is Indonesian President Joko Widodo calling the coordinated suicide bombings cowardly actions. They were carried out in Indonesia's second largest city by a father and mother who persuaded their children, ages 9 to 18, to commit murder and suicide. It's believed this family may have traveled to Syria to join ISIS, but then were allowed to return to Muslim-dominated Indonesia. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.